Let's bring him in, Mike Causey. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. Well, we both won last night.
Yeah, I watched the end of the game. It was a good game. I was actually rooting for Tampa Bay to come back and beat Atlanta, but they missed a field goal on the last play of the game to lose it. They were down 24-14 late in the fourth quarter, and Jameis Winston took them right down the field to score a touchdown, and then they held the Falcons, got the ball back, but just ran out of time. So we won last night, but I think we kind of got lucky. If there was a little more time on the clock, I think Tampa Bay would have come back to beat Atlanta. Atlanta was out of gas.
It's funny you say that because I woke up about quarter after nine and put the TV on, and it was on, and I watched it to the end. And I said to myself, the Atlanta defense always runs out of gas against somebody that can throw the ball. And they did. They flat out just couldn't cover anybody. They couldn't rush him. And if that field goal guy didn't miss it by about 2 yards, it would have gone into overtime.
Yep, and I think they only had like three plays when they got the ball, and they connected on all of them, went right down the field. And like I said, if they had one more timeout or one more play to run, they would have made another completion and probably would have won the game. But that's the way the cookie crumbles.
All right. Well, anyway, so you get another win, and I do believe that now puts you're having a good season at 58-22.
This weekend helped a lot.
And I'm 49-31, which is a good season for me, but still 9 games behind. Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm doing better than I've done the last couple of years.
Yep.
I need to complain about it more.
That's right. They retired two of Kobe Bryant's numbers last night.
Oh, boy.
ESPN analyst John Gruden had his name put
on
the Bucks ring.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I like John Gruden.
Yeah, so do I. if anybody can replace Madden and not replace him, it's him.
He's relatively young, too, so I really like him a lot. He gives you a lot of good insight into the game. He knows when to shut up. I like him a lot.
Well, he's like Madden. He knows a lot about the game. He's he's entertaining, and he knows when to shut up.
Mm-hmm. That's the main thing. A lot of these guys don't.
All right, and in other NFL news, the Panthers linebacker Thomas Davis was suspended 2 games for a hit on Devontae Adams. I didn't see that hit, so I can't really comment about it. But
I did. He went right for his head.
Okay.
He went right for his head. It was like premeditated murder, which is another story we're going to get to. But, he deserved 2 games for sure.
All right, so now it's the microphone is yours, Mr. Causey.
Oh, we got more stuff going on.
That's what I mean.
The Knicks got beat last night. The Knicks can't get out of their own way on the road. They got smoked last night by Charlotte, 109-91. What are the Knicks on the road? They got 2 wins?
2 or 3 wins, yeah, not many.
I don't understand how that's the next thing now, how they can play good at home and be invisible on the road. So that's the next hill for them to climb. We'll see if they'd be able to do it. Last night in hockey, another big win for the Devils. Anaheim was beating them 2-0, and they wound up beating Anaheim 5-3. So another big win for the Devils yesterday. The Bruins smashed Columbus yesterday 7-2. So a couple local teams with a couple of wins. And an interesting one, Pittsburgh got beat up by Colorado yesterday 4-2. Pittsburgh's having some early struggles. Anaheim, who lost to the Devils last night, they go to the Garden tonight and play the Rangers. And the Red Wings come to town to play the Islanders. And later this week, a couple of good games for the Devils. The Rangers go to Newark to play them on Thursday, and then the Blackhawks are in town to play the Devils on Saturday night. So a nice schedule for the Devils this week. They come out of here this week unscathed at Christmas time, going 3-0 and beating Anaheim, the Rangers, and Chicago. I would have to say the Devils are for real if they come through all that.
All right, and what else?
Well, here's an interesting story that I found yesterday, which you do not see on the Extra Stupid People Network, and no local stations are carrying it. James Harden of the Houston Rockets reportedly has put out a hit on Karl Malone Jr., and apparently that this is a story that's being looked into by the authorities, and why this is not put on media, I have no idea, but James Harden could be going to jail very soon.
Put out a hit?
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna...
Documented dollar amounts, the whole 9 yards.
Yep, there, Moses Malone's son sues James Harden for putting a hit on him.
There you go. I'm not a liar. But imagine how the Extra Stupid People Network, who is tied together with the NBA, their last gasp of paying bills, and they don't come out with this story at all.
Yeah, he's being sued, which claims he put $20,000 for a hit on Moses Malone Jr.
Yes, sir. We've got it here first, folks.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yep, not a make-believe story. Not fake news, true news.
Sports sometimes gets out of control.
You got it. The NBA. The NBA's chasing the NFL, and I think they just caught him at the quarter pole to see which one is more nuts.
If this is true, if he gets convicted and everything, then they just pass the NFL.
Oh, yeah. They just... The NFL broke down and they went past.
The NFL, they pay for hits, but that's in the game to knock a quarterback out.
Not life hits. Can you imagine the fact that none of this is being telecast anywhere and it's not being spoken about anywhere?
Oh, I think it'll come out now. I typed it into Google and it came up on a bunch of stories. So
you got it here first, folks. We're the little mouse that roared.
Okay, Mike. Hey, those horses that lost out in California fire.
Yeah.
Now almost $800,000 donated.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't bring these horses back.
No, but you can.
At least you can try to get some normalcy and take care of the ones that survived and the people that saved them and survived as well.
Yeah.
A very tragic story that might have a good ending around the holidays.
All right, Mike, I'll check with you mañana.
I'll be here, guys. Have a great day.
Take care. Mike Cosby with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And we'll check in with Pat Pagano in just a few moments.